We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in a short siman, beginning the siman and finishing it. It's only one sith. Siman Resh Pei Zayin, which is entitled Nichum Aveilim Ubikur Choylim B'Shabbos, discussing the issues of someone who is in the status of Shiva during these 7 days on Shabbos, as well as a person who is sick. What are the proper words that should be shared with such an individual? So the Mechaber tells us the Echolim Lanachim Aveilim B'Shabbos. The person is, according to this opinion at least, allowed to console those who are in mourning, those who are in Shiva on Shabbos. V'chein Yecholim L'vakar Sechoyla. Also, a person is allowed to visit the sick, as well as to give them the wishes of a Refuah Shleima. V'lo Yomer Lo K'derech Shermer Lo K'chol. He says, but really, that's not the case. Just because you're allowed to visit them and console them, you have to choose your words a little bit differently. Which is what we say when it comes to the asking for a refuah shleima for someone who's sick. We add that special sentence on Shabbos, that because it's Shabbos, it prevents us from screaming out and crying out as one would normally do. And we should still ask for a refuah krovel avoy, they should come quickly. Berachma merubim v'shivtoi b'shalom. V'yeshomrim, the Ramah concludes the siman that says, the ein sarach lemer v'racha merubin, we don't add those last two words. V'chein nohagun, for those that are familiar with the nusach, we know we do not say it. Rather just Shabbos himol zok or fu krabu avo, and that would suffice. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the way that we speak on Shabbos is different than on a weekday, especially when we're dealing with someone who is in the process of Shiva, because we know that when it comes to Shabbos, the laws of Avelis, at least the Avelis, which is Farhesia, which is in public, that is something which we do not follow such laws of Avelis. Only the laws of Avelis, which are in private, those are the only times that Shiva occurs on Shabbos. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "The mitzayer umoyru habechi osur b'Shabbos," that a person is not allowed to have this feeling of sar, as well as to arouse someone to cry. That's something which one we do not want someone to do, because it takes away from Shabbos. Omer, then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Abirka choylim koy," the language, "refuah himol zok," Shabbos himol zok, "refuah kol avo," that's referring to a person who is sick. But nichem aveilim, when it comes to consoling those who are in mourning, yomelo Shabbos hi molnachem. So it's a different nusach. He says, "V'yesh makilin." There are those that are lenient, quoting the words of the Magen Avraham. "Derashai lomer hamakim yenachem." You're allowed to say hamakim yenachem. And of course, we know that when a person in Shiva comes after l'chadodi at the conclusion of that special prayer that's sung, when he enters into the shul, in fact, we do acknowledge his presence and we say hamakim yenachem. But again, the concept behind it is for a person to then realize that when it comes to Shabbos, now that it's officially Shabbos, we're about to begin the Shabbos, because we just said Lecha Dodi, so now we allow the person who is in Avelis to come to the Shul, because publicly we no longer want, from that point on, for him on Shabbos to acknowledge his Avelis by any activities. And therefore, in the Piskei Tshuvos discusses exactly how one is supposed to conduct themselves when it comes to Shabbos, a person who is Rachman al Son and sitting Shiva. He says, "Lefichach." Therefore, he says, "Sarach avil linoil na'alim." It's necessary you have to wear shoes, even though an avil doesn't wear shoes. When it comes to Shabbos, he's required to do so. Not only that, "Vilbosh begish she'enu karu." Even the person who has torn kriya, such a garment which is rendered should not be worn on Shabbos. So minag harbi kihilos, in many communities, we find not only should he not wear this garment, but also shavu levish bigday Shabbos, because it's also, since we don't want this person to show before Hesia that he's an avelos, so he should wear the bigday Shabbos, the clothes that he typically would wear any other week. Umuter ha'avil lase shalom b'chol adam b'Shabbos. Person is allowed to, it's not necessary, but you can go around and wish greetings and say hello to people as you typically would on Shabbos. Sheim lo kein, because if you would not do that, hu avelus b'farhesia, if you generally are someone who's outgoing and extroverted, always talking to people, and all of a sudden this week you're not, and it's Shabbos, you're showing that you're on some level mourning publicly on Shabbos. You can also greet them. Obviously, you don't have to do this, but the idea behind it is a person should not act outwardly differently when it comes to Shabbos, or a person sitting Shiva. Some of the other laws that apply, as the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, says that when it comes to learning Torah as well, it says, the Talmud Torah Aser B'Shabbos. Not only is a person not supposed to learn Torah on Shabbos, because that's something in which is not Farhesia, you're learning, who knows if you're learning, you're not learning, so you will not learn. It says, the Avhira B'Lima Torah Aser D'Ika Simcha B'Zeh. By having this excessive joy, which is learning Torah, some people would say that there's not excessive joy in it, which is a chisar in yourself, but the fact is, Talmud Torah is something which gives us joy, and therefore, one should not learn it, or even think Torah. And then he says, L'inyan Elishnos Mokom Pevesach Nesnes. What happens during Shiva? We know there's an inyan to switch your seat. What about during the very first Shabbos during Shiva? So he says, Machlokas, it's a dispute. According to the Machaber, he says, L'yishan, you should not switch your seat. Quotes another place, or Rama Yishanim Koyimah. According to Rama, he says one is allowed to do so. That doesn't mean afterwards. It's referring to during Shiva, when a person is in a velus, on that Shabbos, you're not supposed to show signs of a velus. If you're moving your seat, it shows before Hestia that you're mourning on Shabbos. So that's an issue, question whether or not one is to do that. And the Rama says that one may, which is generally our custom. He says, according to this, Shishen L'fachos, if, let's say, you have a bench, so you can move just four amos, like 6 feet away, so this way it may not even really be so discernible that you've actually changed your place, but in fact, you know you did. The Yisholkim seem to disagree. Even just move a foot or so away from you normally sit, that's also considered to be a change of place. The Vesach Nes is Katan. Let's say you're in a tiny shul, and you just there's nowhere to move. Moving even a small amount, that's considered also changing your place. If you have someone who has a set seat, a rabbi or whatnot, that this is the place that they always sit, and they're sitting in the Mizrach, so and there's nowhere else for them to move, so they don't have to move. If you can move a little bit, it's fine. Shulchan Aruch, the Ari, he quotes the Arizal that says she'en l'shabbos hamakom b'shabbos dehavi avelus b'var hes, which again is similar to the words of the Machaber that on Shabbos of Shiva one should not switch their seat. And then he discusses the issue about getting called up to the Torah. We know that a person who is in Shiva, we do not give them an aliyah. However, what happens on Shabbos? Ve'im ein sham kohen o levi elohu. Let's say you're the only kohen in town, and we're not going to ask you to leave the shul. I mean, doing that in general would be, is questionable. We do. There's a lot of people that do. But if a person is in Shiva, to ask the guy to leave is even maybe very challenging. So mutli krosa l'Torah. In that situation, we do allow you to call up this person who is an avil to the Torah. But the eved im karo l'Torah, if you did call up anyone, v'chein rav, so too when it comes to a rabbi, it doesn't matter, or someone sharegilim likrosos l'Torah kol Shabbos. Let's say there's someone, there's a minhag that you give the same person always the same aliyah. Every Shabbos you give this chush of a person, shlishi, whatever aliyah it may be. So in that situation, in Shiva, you can also give this person aliyah. V'chein, mi sheish l'chiv l'alos l'Torah, a person has a chiv during the same week that they're sitting Shiva. Kigon sheish l'bris, Bosa Shabbos, it could be that you just had a child, Oshanoid Labas, daughter, Basarach, Lassis, Shame, you want to therefore name your daughter, Oshesh, Yartzite, Yeshmakilah, Shemutul Himal Satorah. There's different people that are lenient that allow you to get called up to the Torah in those situations.